Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 109, Being an Entrepreneur. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, number 109. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. A reminder that we will be taking a short break next week, the last week of December, the week of December 26th, but we will return with our podcasts on the 2nd of January. Today's podcast is about being an entrepreneur. Let's get started. I had lunch today with my friend Sam. She recently quit her job with a large company to strike out on her own. She has always been an entrepreneur in small ways, but she decided to start her own business. The startup she launched provided technology consulting services for small and medium-sized companies. At first, she considered becoming partners with one or two of her coworkers. She wasn't sure if she could raise the seed money she needed for the startup costs, but she was able to raise the capital by taking on a silent partner, her uncle, who had a lot of investment capital but didn't want to be involved in the day-to-day operations of a business now that he's retired. One way that Sam is able to cut down on overhead is to make this a home-based business. She converted her garage into an office she could work. Since most of the work would be done on-site at her client's office, she didn't need a lot of office space. I asked Sam if she was nervous about quitting her job to start her own business. She said that it's a big risk, but that she was looking forward to the challenge. If she fails, she said, she can always audition for American Idol. Well, I thought, I've heard Sam sing. I really hope her business takes off. The title of this podcast is Being an Entrepreneur. And that word entrepreneur, E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R, is originally a French word that we have borrowed in English. In English, it means someone who starts a business or organizes businesses. Normally, someone who is taking a risk, someone who risks some money at the business to start it. I had lunch, according to the story, with my friend Sam. She had quit her job to strike out on her own. To strike out on your own, that expression means to work for yourself, to not have a boss, to have your own business or your own operation. The expression to strike out is very different than to strike out on your own. To strike out means to fail. It comes from the baseball expression where you swing the bat three times and miss the ball. That's called a strikeout. So to strike out means to fail, but strike out on your own means to go into business usually on your own. The story says that the startup she launched provides technology consulting services. A startup, Start-Up, is a new company, a company that is just starting up or beginning. To launch a company means to begin a company. I'm going to launch a new startup means I'm going to begin a new business. A consulting business is one where you work with other companies, usually to provide some knowledge or some particular service. The expression small and medium-sized companies, those are two adjectives we use to describe how big a company is. Small is, of course, a company that's not big. Medium-sized means, of course, something not big but not small. We probably wouldn't say a medium company. You can say a small company. You can say a big company. But you cannot say a medium company. You would have to use that word sized, a medium hyphen sized company. The friend that I have thought about becoming partners with one or two of her coworkers, and to be a partner, P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S, in a business means that you share the cost and the benefit of the business. She wasn't sure if she could raise the seed money she needed for the startup costs. The expression seed money, S-E-E-D, money, two words, means that money is given to start a company, and you get this money usually from someone else, from a bank, or from what we call a venture capitalist. A venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E, capitalist, is someone who has a lot of money, or has an organization that has a lot of money, and they give that money to start new businesses. And of course, they get a percentage of the profits of the business. The word seed, S-E-E-D, you may know, is a word that we use in gardening or in agriculture. The seed is what you plant or put into the ground to make something grow. And that's the idea, that this is money like a seed that you hope will grow a successful business. Notice, too, we use the verb raise, to raise money. If you're going to raise money or raise seed money, R-A-I-S-E, we mean you are going to try to get money, usually from other people. Startup costs, well, you know what a startup is, and so the startup costs, C-O-S-T-S, those are the expenses or the things that you need to spend money on when you are beginning a business. Sam was able to raise the capital by taking on a silent partner. Capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, is just another word here for money, money that is going to be used for a business. And notice again we use the verb raise, because capital is just another word for money. Don't confuse this capital with another word in English that sounds the same, C-A-P-I-T-O-L. That's the capital of a country, like Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States. Paris is the capital of France. Tokyo is the capital of Japan, and so forth. A silent partner, two words, silent partner, is someone who wants to give money to a business, wants to be a part of the business, but doesn't want to be someone who actually works every day at the business. They don't want to be involved in the day-to-day operations. When we say the day-to-day, day-to-day, we mean the everyday running or operating the company. It turns out that Sam has an uncle who has investment capital. Again, we know what capital is. Investment is when you give money to a company or someone and you hope to get that money back plus some percentage of that money, that profit that would be made. One way that Sam was able to cut down on overhead was to make it a home-based business. Overhead, all one word, O-V-E-R-H-E-A-D, is the costs that you have to, or the money you have to spend in a business that doesn't depend on how much you produce or how much service you provide. For example, if you have to rent an office building or an office in a building, the overhead would be the rent that you pay every month, the water, the electricity, the telephone bill. All of these are overhead. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how many things you make or how much work you do, you still have to pay these what we would call fixed costs. They're fixed. They don't change. And that is what overhead is. To cut down on overhead, the expression to cut down on something means to reduce or to have less of. I need to cut down on all the sugar that I put in my coffee. I need to cut down on eating too much chocolate because I love chocolate. But it's, of course, not good for you to eat too much chocolate. So I have to cut down. A home-based business, Sam has a home-based, that's home-based, B-A-S-E-D, is, you can guess, a business that you run or operate out of your home. You don't rent an office anywhere. And, of course, if you can run it or operate the business from your home, you don't have to pay extra overhead for an office. Sam decided to convert her garage into an office. To convert, C-O-N-V-E-R-T, means to change something from one thing to another thing. She's converting her garage, where she parks her car, into an office where she can work. And in American in many houses in the United States, there's often a separate garage where you park your car, a small little building. Sometimes it is attached to the house. It is connected to the house sometimes, as in my house, where it's a separate garage. And so people often don't park their car in the garage. They park it on the street. And they use their garage for something else, like storage. Or in the case of my neighbor, he has a recording studio where he records music, loud music, sometimes loud music at night. But that's his right to do that. Anyway, enough about my neighbors. The woman converts this garage into an office, and that way she can save on overhead. Most of the work that she does will be done on site at her client's office. On site means at the place of business where the client, and the client here is a customer, where the customer works. If you're doing consulting, you often do work on-site, O-N-S-I-T-E, two words, meaning you go to someone else's company and you do it there. A client, as I said, is a customer. Well, at the end of the story, I say that if Sam fails, she says she can always audition for American Idol. American Idol is a television program, and there are other similar programs in other countries. In Britain, it's called Pop Idol, and it's a show where people sing, amateurs, and you vote as the audience. You call in and you vote for the person that you want to continue, and they start with, I don't know, 12 people, and then every week someone leaves the show. It's what we would call a reality show, and American Idol is very popular in the United States. It's probably one of the most popular television programs in the last 3 or 4 years. To audition, A-U-D-I-T-I-O-N, means the same as to try to be on the program. Audition is what you do to be part of a movie or a play. An actor, an actress has to go in front of the director or go in front of someone, and they get 5 minutes or 10 minutes to sing or to act, and then they decide whether they're going to hire that person for that job. I said at the end of the story that I really hope, since Sam cannot sing, I really hope that her business takes off. And here, to take off means to be successful. Now let's listen to the dialogue or the story, this time at a native rate of speech. I had lunch today with my friend, Sam. She recently quit her job with a large company to strike out on her own. She has always been an entrepreneur in small ways, but she decided to start her own business. The startup she launched provided technology consulting services for small and medium-sized companies. At first, she considered becoming partners with one or two of her coworkers. She wasn't sure she could raise the seed money she needed for the startup costs. But she was able to raise the capital by taking on a silent partner, her uncle, who had a lot of investment capital, but didn't want to be involved in the day-to-day operations of a business now that he's retired. One way that Sam is able to cut down on overhead is to make this a home-based business. She converted her garage into an office where she and her employees could work. Since most of the work would be done on-site at her client's office, she didn't need a lot of office space. I asked Sam if she was nervous about quitting her job to start her own business. She said that it's a big risk, but that she was looking forward to the challenge. If she fails, she said, she can always audition for American Idol. Well, I thought, I've heard Sam sing. I really hope her business takes off. The script for today's story was provided by Dr. Lucy Say. Be sure to go to our website, and if you have not already, put yourself on our map of the world and tell us what country you are listening from. We would love to hear from you. The files for this podcast are hosted by Libsyn, LIBSYN.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.